Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A coalition of 98 Minnesota mayors, both from the metro and greater Minnesota, are sounding the alarm on statewide financial burdens. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfirst says every unfunded mandate or cost shift makes for difficult decisions, and the strain extends to every part of the community.
Cities are at the level of government closest to the people, responding when snow plows don't arrive, when streetlights or water mains fail, when businesses need permitting help, or when seniors seek support.
A Chamber of Commerce report shows Minnesota is ranked 33rd in job growth, 40th in labor force growth, and 44th in overall tax competitiveness. Governor Walz and the Department of Employment and Economic Development announced the recipients of $8.8 million in grants to grow Minnesota's workforce. The grants are part of the Drive for Five workforce initiative that is preparing Minnesotans for high-demand jobs in five categories: caring professions, education, manufacturing, technology, and the trades. The governor called Minnesota one of the most skilled, trained, and active workforces in the country. The Drive for Five initiative was launched in 2023. Employers in Minnesota need to be getting ready for the state's new paid leave program, which kicks off in less than 2 weeks. Deed Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe.
Notify their employees. Again, at paidleave.mn.gov, we have sample employee notices and all the materials that an employer needs to send to their staff and be compliant with the law.
Minnesota's new paid leave program goes into effect January 1st and provides nearly all workers with up to 20 weeks of paid time off. And describing the current federal enforcement of citizens as chaotic, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is concerned things will get more dangerous in the days to come with federal and ICE agents in the Twin Cities.
I am gravely concerned that if we continue on this present trajectory, somebody is going to get killed. And whether that's a federal agent or that is a community member, somebody is going to get killed.
Leaders announced this morning they are preparing for even more federal agents and raids in the Twin Cities during the holidays. In other headlines, looking back on 2025, House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were fatally shot in their home in June.
This was an act of targeted political violence. We don't settle our differences with violence or at gunpoint.
Melissa and Mark Hortman were the best of us. I am shattered to have lost them, but eternally grateful to have known them.
I have great respect for how she led the chamber and her caucus. She was incredibly wise, did what she felt was best for the state.
Her record of accomplishment is so extensive, it's hard to capture it all in just a few short minutes.
If something good comes out of it, it will be because people are imitating Melissa Hortman's example as a public servant, which is to always be respectful, level-headed, and courteous when dealing with people with whom you disagree.
Speaker Hortman was someone who served the people of Minnesota with grace, compassion, humor, and a sense of service. She was a formidable public servant, a fixture and a giant in Minnesota. She is irreplaceable, and we've been missed by so many.
Part of our year, that was.
More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.